Mayor de Blasio has made the reduction of traffic fatalities a top focus of his first term in office. WNYC has been examining New York City's mean streets and telling the stories of some of their victims, including that of a three-year-old girl killed at an intersection in Queens in 2013. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein was in traffic court today as the family finally had an opportunity to tell a judge what happened.
This hearing is about whether driver Ahmed Abu Zayed's license will be revoked for running over three-year-old Allison in a Flushing crosswalk. It's the first time the family's been in the same room with Abu Zayed. Allison's mother, Amy, spoke to reporters beforehand.
I have gone over my mind 1,000 times what I want to say to him. And it's not all pleasant, you know, it's not all civil.
Only witnesses and police officers are allowed to testify. And through his attorney, Abu Zayed says he will not. But Allison's grandmother tells the court what happened that October afternoon. She was holding the little girl's hand as they crossed Main Street with the light. An SUV hit them, she says, before choking, My granddaughter and me, we fell to the ground. You can actually see that happening because an unrelated car videotaped the whole thing. Detective Rhino Mutecione, who did the collision investigation, describes what's on the tape. A Nissan Murano was driving eastbound on Cherry Avenue, he says.
And it makes a left turn onto northbound Main Street, striking the child, knocking her to the pavement, running her over with the driver's side front and rear tires.
The judge ends the hearing, reserving decision. In the hallway after, Shipe, Allison's father, holding his 5-month-old son, breaks down.
To go through a process, right? To find out that we can't get the DA to prosecute, find out the tickets get missed, and still come here today and find out we start to wait for a decision.
The decision on whether Abu Zayed can continue to drive could come at any time. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.